Today, a bomb exploded next to a U.S. military vehicle in Iraq. The explosion killed two American paratroopers, and hostile fire has now killed more than 30 Americans since the start of this month. After yesterday's downing of a Black Hawk helicopter, Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage told reporters in Baghdad that U.S. forces are involved in an insurgency, and he said, quote, "That's pretty close to war." To find out how Americans around the country are responding to the news from Iraq, we've called newspaper editors from three states, Alabama, Montana, and Ohio, where Joe Hallett is a senior editor at the Columbus Dispatch. Mr. Hallett, can you just give us your sense from your readers, from letters you get, from conversations you have in Columbus, what people are thinking about the casualties in Iraq?
Well, there's growing angst about the war in general. I think for a while it was kind of below the radar screen. In Ohio, pocketbook issues supersede all others, but the war increasingly has been worrying people. I think particularly November 3rd, when the missile attack on the Chinook helicopter killed 15, including an Ohioan, it kind of awakened folks here a little more. We started hearing more and more from the public words like quagmire. People are wondering, what's the end game here? There seems to be a frustration that we don't want to be there now, but we can't leave. We've had over 5,000 National Guardsmen called up here. There's been 19 units called up, and unfortunately we've had our more than our share of war dead in this state. So this is becoming a very personal war for our people here in Ohio and in the Columbus area.
Well, let's hear how things look from another region of the country. Scott Crandall is the assistant managing editor of the Kalispell, Montana Daily Interlake, and he joins the conversation now. Mr. Crandall, are people also concerned in Montana?
I think they're concerned. I think, just as he mentioned before, the chopper crash last week raised those concerns. We had some reservists come home Wednesday from Iraq. One of those reservists was on the helicopter that took off just before the one that was shot down. The closer it gets to home, the more people are worried about it.
And Jason Green is the editor of the Clanton, Alabama Advertiser, a state with an awful lot of military veterans as well as some military units. Mr. Green, what are people saying where you are?
Much the same as they're saying everywhere else. The growing consensus here is that the United States is apparently the world's best wager of war. However, they're terrible at police actions and peacekeeping. And the questions that I'm hearing, why isn't someone else stepping in and helping the United States in peacekeeping efforts? Or is it the United States isn't going to allow other people to step in? And that's the problem. I don't think they're holding the Bush administration responsible for this. But if things don't improve, I could see that turn taking place, even in a Republican hotbed as we are here in Chilton County, Alabama. But I think the people that are still being held responsible by our citizens are the other members of the United Nations who still seem to be dragging their feet about really getting involved in the rebuilding process there in Iraq.
Well, let's move back to Ohio, where Joe Hallett is the senior editor of the Columbus Dispatch. Mr. Hallett, you're in the middle of one of the most important presidential swing states. How has support for President Bush changed, if at all, over the last few weeks?
Well, I think it is changing. He won this state by 3.7 points over Gore in 2000, and it's a very close state. You know the history. You know, Republican has ever won the presidency without carrying Ohio, and Howard Dean has already said this will be the battleground for the presidency. We did a poll recently and found that right now 52% of the folks in our area are still approving of the way Bush is handling Iraq. But on the other hand, we asked the right track, wrong track question, and 53% said that the country is heading on the wrong track.
Can I just ask you, gentlemen, about what the Bush administration has been saying about the conflict in Iraq? They've said it will be long, it will be difficult, but it's much better to be fighting terrorists inside Iraq than it is to be fighting terrorists inside the United States.
You know, this is Scott Crandall in Kalispell. I'm not sure people feel it's a personal sacrifice that much, as other wars. I mean, it hasn't affected most people economically the way a big war would. And I'm not sure they buy that argument that much.
Well, and Joe Hallett here in Columbus, I think that the folks here are questioning whether there is a relationship to terrorists and al-Qaeda in the Iraqi war. Certainly they haven't found weapons of mass destruction there. maybe we went willy-nilly into this and didn't establish the true need to go to war, and I think that that's still a problem for the Bush administration.
Jason Green, what are you hearing in Alabama?
Very similar things to what the last gentleman just mentioned. I believe we understand now that this indeed is going to take much longer than we as maybe average citizens or even members of the media initially believed, but it just goes back. We were told it was going to be difficult. So why are we surprised at this point that things are unfolding the way that they're unfolding?
One other question, gentlemen. In this past week, President Bush has been saying that he wants to bring democracy to the Middle East. He called for democratic reforms in that region and also suggested that that is part of the reason the United States is fighting in Iraq. What are people saying where you are about that speech and about that goal?
This is Jason Clanton. They're saying that democracy would be great, and we would hope that other countries and other peoples of the world would see the benefits and how productive a democratic form of government can be. However, ultimately, it's going to be up to those people exactly what kind of government they have for themselves.
This is Scott Crandall in Kalispell, Montana. One comment I heard the other day about that was that, does this mean that we have to invade and basically destroy every country there to try and rebuild democracy? It was kind of a worry about, you know, how we're going to spread democracy over there. It's a great idea, but, you know, in application, it might be difficult.
Well, and Joe Hallett here in Columbus, I think there's great skepticism here in Columbus about whether a democracy can be achieved in Iraq or in the Middle East in general, just because the Iraq, for instance, is so divided among Shias and Sunnis and Kurds. There's this tribal system that folks aren't seeing any way these various groups will ever get together, work together, and seek common goals. So I think there's a lot of doubt about democracy in Iraq.
Joe Hallett is a senior editor at the Columbus Dispatch. Mr. Hallett, thanks very much.
Happy to be with you.
Scott Crandall is the assistant managing editor of the Kalispell, Montana Daily Interlake. Mr. Crandall, thank you.
Thank you.
And Jason Green is the editor of the Clanton, Alabama Advertiser. Mr. Green, thanks.
Thank you for having me.